Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta get situated.
Don't show them your hole.
I know. I have a hole in my pants and I'm trying to... These are my favorite pants though. And Lulu doesn't carry them anymore.
I know.
I hate it when they do that and they get like a really good pant or something and then they just quit making them.
You know what though?
So I don't care. I have a hole in them.
I must say that I just wear tested a pair of pants that is very similar.
Yeah.
And it's a go.
Oh, good.
So I got okay. You.
All right, good. I got to pull this up. Cover my fupa.
Gina was like, oh, I don't want to show him my hole.
I did.
And I had to ask her which hole because we have so many of them.
Yeah, no, it's just the hole in my crotch. Hole in my pants. I got a hole in my pants.
I'm like, yeah, the hole in your crotch.
I'm trying to make sure. Because I'm always cross-legged. So, I went by the store on the way here. And I just had like such an awkward interaction with someone. I was looking at this guy and he was with his boyfriend. And I just kept...
And you thought he was checking you out?
No. Yeah, I just assumed he was checking me out. No. So I'm like looking at him. And I'm in my brain, I'm thinking I'm staring at him because I'm trying to place him because he looks familiar. And I hear him look to the guy, I'm assuming it was his boyfriend, it might not have been. And he goes, "You'd think she'd never seen a gay guy before." And I was like, "Wait, what?" No, I was trying to place him. I think he worked at Stripe. And so I was like, oh, he looks familiar. And I must've just been staring at him or something. So yeah, it made me feel very awkward.
I mean, I will say that I wasn't there,
no,
but I
weren't.
Can imagine as soon as you said I was staring at this guy trying to place him, I bet you looked like this.
I probably did. Like, I did.
And like the
probably squinting with my mouth open, kind of looking up.
The confused face, where you're like also questioning. So your face changes.
Yeah, because like in my brain, I was like,
your face changes.
I know this guy. But yeah, he thinks I'm like looking at him like, I don't know.
And you're probably like this.
Oh.
It goes from like confused, like,
oh.
And then to like thinking, like, and then maybe a little bit like, oh, no, that's not it.
All that just going on in my brain.
So your face is mimicking what you're thinking and they're thinking you are.
But I was so embarrassed.
You've never seen a gay guy before.
Yeah, I was embarrassed. I was like, you know, and then you don't want to like say something like, no, I've seen gay guys before.
No. And then you're like,
no, I swear.
No, I have friends that are gay.
Totally.
That's the next comment.
Totally.
No.
Had nothing to do with your sexual orientation.
That is funny. Hey guys.
Hey guys, welcome.
Welcome back to an episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Brooke and Gina.
We're here.
And Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh, she's all what?
Hey. Me?
I always ask this as I walk in the door. So what are we going to talk about? Every time. You think that like people are like, yeah, we get it. But like seriously, every time I'm like, what? So what are we going to talk about? You want to tell them?
Well, I kind of thought we received a lot of emails.
Oh yeah, from our last one.
Yeah. And most of them are requests for journals.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. We've got a lot of those.
Yeah. I did go to my storage unit area place. It's not really a storage unit, but a place where I'm storing a bunch of stuff. And
I guess you could call it a storage unit. Stupid.
A place.
It's not like really like a unit, but I go there and I like store things.
It has a garage door, but a real door too. So,
and what?
I brought home all the journals that I have. I haven't counted them, but there's a lot. And then I kind of decided, because we got so many requests, that as soon as the journals run out, I'm just going to send you guys some random shit.
They're like, what? Like any Christmas present that I didn't really
I'm going to send you. So I have this drawer in my laundry room. My mom had the same drawer when I grew up.
Like a junk drawer.
Yeah. Sort of.
Oh, okay.
It's for all of the unmatched socks.
I know. Why do we keep those?
It's for all the socks that somehow you only have one.
I know. But why do we keep them?
I don't. Because you think that.
You think the other one's going to pop up.
It might be in a different load.
Right. It's going to pop up.
It's going to pop up. And
as we're saying it, John, our camera guy, has two different socks. Well, that's another thing you could do is just wear the single socks. Well, now you know who to give some of them to. John needs some more mismatched socks.
Yeah. So I have that drawer. I was like, oh, I should clean this out. And now I'm just going to send you guys a sock.
Yeah. Lucky you guys.
Just kidding. I mean, I'm not going to say just kidding, because that definitely
I might actually send you
happen.
Socks.
Also considered.
You could just send a sock with every journal. It could be like their bookmark.
Oh.
Yeah. See? I could do a little sniff, a little foot smell.
I could cut them and make you like weird bracelets.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Like cut them and then braid them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. People are like, I can't wait.
Oh my God.
All right.
We received a lot of emails for journals. We also received some emails answering the question that we posed, which was we wanted to know how you guys felt about the girls who eat thing. And
I haven't seen any of those yet.
Yeah.
So this is going to be
I've had a little bit of time. Oh man, I went through emails. There's a couple emails I'll pull up. Why Gina just talks to you about, which she'll tell you a story.
Okay.
But for the most part, we got a lot that were kind of what I thought would be a response. Like everyone, you know, I shouldn't say everyone, a lot of people that emailed back kind of said it doesn't bother them per se.
Okay.
But we got a lot of like personal experience that people have dealt with their own not so healthy eating habits.
Uh-huh.
And so they do find certain things like that a little triggersome.
Okay.
Not to like trigger
Which
them
is what
into
you were wondering,
like
right.
not to trigger them into those into bad eating habits, but just trigger in a way that it can create an emotional response.
Right.
But I feel like all in all, and it's kind of what we said, like it's not good or bad.
Sure.
I think sometimes anything these days, and just in general, it can affect people positively and it can affect people negatively. And for me and Gina too, like
or maybe not affect you at all.
Or not affect you at all. Yeah. And the reason I even like wanted to pose the question is because I had this conversation yesterday at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to like know what other people thought too. Was I now, not now, but like I now look at a lot of things and question how it affects other people and different types of people. And it's not me questioning it because I find it bad or good. I just always now am always thinking, for instance, like if I post something or have a personal opinion on something, it's not that I would ever change it because I would want to tell people what they want to hear, or I would not stand up for what I believed in.
Right,
even
not be true
even
to
if
yourself.
it offended someone. No, that's right. Not what I'm saying. What I am saying is I do think about things in a way that's like, if I say this or if I posted this, what changes? If I choose to not say it, is there something in like my work or my life or whatever that's like it'll affect it poorly if I don't say it? Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
It comes back to like, do I say it or I don't? Like, what's the reason behind it? And if I don't say it, what changes? If I do say it, what changes? So sometimes if you say things, for instance, like that, it could have positive impact. But it could also have negative impact. And that just depends on who's seeing it. And we can't control who's seeing it. So what I mean is like, if I pose my opinion or my thought, does it change my job, my income, my emotional state, my happiness, my sadness, whatever? If it's not going to change anything, and that's just something that I just wanted to put out there, and it doesn't change good or bad for me, but if it can change good or bad for a lot of other people, then I just usually keep it to myself unless I'm like asked a question somewhere and I can give my honest opinion or my truthful answer.
Right.
But I try to not like just put things out there that doesn't affect me at all, but could affect
another person.
Another person.
Well, that, I mean, I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
It's called editing yourself. Yeah. We all need some editing sometimes.
the last email we received is from this guy, Darren Lamb. Darren, I hope you're listening, man.
Man.
Oh, his sign off in the email is his name and then says the worst Buddhist.
Oh. That's funny.
He said, "Hey girls, love the podcast. It always brings a smile to my face. On the subject of women eating food, I wanted to let you know there are several pages on Instagram of women eating bananas."
Oh, that probably, sounds sexual. That sounds
probably
sexual.
Not quite the same thing you're talking about, no. But I wanted to make you aware. Also, why do so many women have problems eating bananas? It's not that hard. And then there's a winky face. I thought it was really funny. There is Benji Jones. He talks about how there's a podcast with Danny Spiegel, interview by Nate Edwardson, and she talks about the hashtag. Says she talks about how girls shouldn't be scared to eat just because of the stereotype that social media portrays with body type, but she also talks about the obesity problem and how she earns her meals by working her ass off in the gym. And he said he would love to hear what we thought about that, but it's because she said she talks about coming up with the hashtag and what she is trying to promote with it. And one, I'll say, she didn't come up with it, because when I finally did like look it up, besides the posts that I had seen, there's a lot of them. I mean, and there's so many different types of women and people that have done it.
Right.
So,
I assume like there's food accounts and all sorts like things that aren't necessarily related to fitness.
And yeah. I haven't listened to this interview, and to be honest, I probably won't. But what I will say is I do like that she discussed a lot of different sides of that kind of hashtag. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just one. She did like get into it, and they're, you know, thinking about different things. So I commend her on doing that. Again, it's completely out of our control how people
perceive
mm-hmm. or react to something.
Right.
As far as like the obesity epidemic and, you know, her also letting people know that she works out really, really hard, and that's how she enjoys the milkshakes and the treats and things like that. That's just the truth.
Right.
I mean, that's anyone who is a full-time athlete, you're just taking in calories. I mean, a lot of people,
if you're taking them in, you got to burn them.
Yeah. And they're burning them.
Yeah. It's just science.
And then,
it's not opinion.
Yeah. And then with that, it's just like a can of worms. You know, it can be a can of worms because now you have to get into a whole conversation about how, you know, you don't want to promote poor eating habits, or you don't want to promote like eating food that can be really have a negative effect on your body and your health. Not even just your body, it's your health.
Sure.
Because then you have to try and then go into a whole can of worms of like explaining like, well, if you work out really hard, you know, and you're trying to balance that. And I think, you know, maybe a better way to promote balance mm-hmm. is talking about balance versus because a lot of people with like social media, like Instagram, you just swipe.
Right.
You know, a lot of time you don't really get in, you don't really research. You know, some people don't really read all this stuff that people write. So a lot of time you're just seeing pictures, and then you'll see like the hashtags or the things right up at the top.
Little blurb.
And when you're seeing a lot of girls that, I'll say girls because I'm a girl, are top level athletes and enjoying delicious stuff like milkshakes and things like that.
Well, and people have said that to us before.
Yeah.
Like on your YouTube, like when we like went to New Orleans and we ate all that food.
Yeah, but what they do to us is they almost shame us.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And again, it's like, we think we like to try new stuff.
Right.
We enjoy food,
and that's
balance.
Right. And a lot of what you see, I mean, we've talked about this before. A lot of what you see somebody doing isn't what they're doing all the time. It's what they're choosing to put out there. Right. Yeah. So if you see a video and we ate this ginormous, you know, table full of fried foods and, you know, all this delicious, you know, naughty things that are so super calorie dense and all of that. We didn't take video of ourselves eating egg whites and, you know, for the whole first half of the day. I mean, nobody wants to watch that. So, but yeah, so you're right. It's about the balance. I was trying to find this thing on here. You were talking about, it's totally off topic.
Well, while you're finding it, I'll do this. And I will say, I'm not going to we got a lot of emails, but one of the girls that emailed us, she kind of talked about how, she lives a lifestyle where she does a lot of meal prep and food prep, like a lot of people who are really into like their health and fitness and what they're eating. And so she really enjoys the hashtag and like what that meant to her, because when she goes out with family or with friends, sometimes if they go out to eat, she says she always, and she must be, you know, smaller framed, kind of like you. Uh-huh. They always kind of gave her shit for, oh, you're getting a salad. Oh, you don't eat anything. Like, that's how you're so thin. And her response is like, no, I eat.
Right.
You know, I eat. This is just because when I go out to eat, I can't make a food choice.
Right.
I can't get something that will, I guess,
follow within the parameter
of whatever her restrictions are. Yeah. And she also deals with like celiac disease and things like that. So it's like a lot of things, you know? And so she really enjoyed it because to her, it kind of resonated in a way that's like, I can show people that I eat,
right,
you know, using something like this. And it's done. And for her, it didn't bother her at all that it's usually done in a way that's like with treats or like things that are
junk food,
things you limit. Mm-hmm. To her, it was just being able to show people like her diet and how much, and like the, you know, that she does eat,
right,
even though it's not a lot of things that she can get at like a restaurant or things like that.
Right.
So good and bad come from everything, man.
Man.
Okay. This is good. So we also kind of talked about leggings.
Oh, right.
Right. Yeah. And then we also, our subject last week was, social media. Like, what have you learned from social media? Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this email from Tammy Trainor. I don't know if that's your last name, Tammy T. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's like, what's that singer, Megan Trainor?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Spelled the same way.
The big booty, little legs. First off, I love you guys. Listening to the podcast is almost like being able to have my bestie in the car to laugh with all the time. I have followed Brett Contreras, aka the glute guy, forever, and even have the glute lab book.
Oh, Daniel has that, I think.
I attribute some of his programming to building my squat and snatch over the past year. Recently, I opened Instagram to find he was selling a new program to build only the glutes and keep small legs. It upset me so bad I unfollowed him. I've always been a thick girl and spent my teens and early 20s trying to have small legs like other girls. I dieted, ran all the time, wouldn't lift weights, etc. It was only in my 30s and now 40s that I have embraced my big legs. I discovered CrossFit and Olympic lifting at 40 last year, and my legs helped me lift, and I love being strong. So it just really got to me that even the glute guy sold out to the wisdom tooth figure craze. P.S. Thank y'all for making no subject taboo. I used to, she wouldn't lift heavy for fear of peeing. But after episodes where y'all talked about that, she's doing good now. She's not scared anymore. And she maxed out her squat by 15 pounds.
Yeah, girl.
Went for
it. Nice job, Tammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, and then again, you know, the thing is that some people are, that is their body type, right? So like the idea is not for us to sit there and say, well, you know, you should never want a big butt and small legs, because some people, I mean, like me, I don't know, my proportions, I mean, I have like getaway sticks for my calves. I will never have calves ever, you know? And I was laughing today. I was like, you know, I do squat a lot.
Yeah,
and
like every day.
My legs don't really grow that much. My butt has stayed a little bit rounder because of it. But I'm just saying like that's my body type. And I was joking. I was like, if I really just kept like just squatting all the time, I think eventually my body, I would look like one of those turkey legs from Disneyland. You know, it's like really like but like no matter what, it goes down in this like little skinny thing. But the thing is that is not something that, again, you know, we were talking about just accepting the way that your body is. You can't always look at somebody that has that and think, oh, that's what they want. Because I would love to have probably Tammy's thicker legs. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like bigger calves. And so I think the point is that there's not one thing that's more, should not be more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing too, Tam, from like a perspective of, one, this is not what I do. And the reason at the Naked program we don't do this is because we believe in creating programs that work. And we believe in creating
Amen, sister.
creating programs that
just hit my lip on my microphone. That I got really excited.
That work, that weed out people that don't want to work hard and be strong. Because for fitness and things, it just takes a lot of hard work and dedication. That's just the reality. There's no easy fix.
Right.
And there are outliers that, like, you know, they start doing a little bit of fitness and it's like, bam, huge transformation over, like nothing happened. Like, it took nothing. Right. And you have people that like train every single day and just can't have it.
Right.
You know, in the world of fitness programs and marketing and, you know, business, people trying to continue to evolve and make money, people do follow the trends to give people what they want. That doesn't mean that I support that. That's just almost like that hard reality. Like, right. You see, we talk about how there's all these programs out there that there are these girls that are beautiful, by the way, and they get to a point where they can sell something that supposedly can like give you what they have, right?
Right.
So someone who has all these programs, it might make sense for them to create a program that will be attractive to people that are very interested in those body types, which I feel like is becoming this new fitness trend. And I will also say I connect this to like the whole epidemic of like the Kardashians, because no, their butts are not real. but they have like that, they kind of coined that body type. The big butts and little legs and tiny waists and big fake boobs.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that it's a wrong body type. And that doesn't mean that I don't like it. That doesn't mean that it's not that at all. It's that it's just very, unless you have the genetics for that naturally, which I have seen, I've met girls like in, like even like when I go to like the hair salon.
I've seen girls that have that. I mean, even like little girls that were like in high school. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
but
rude.
Like these girls are, I know, sorry. I'm just saying, like, you know that these like younger girls, they're not going in and getting butt injections and like liposuction and all this kind of stuff. I mean, they're like little girls, but they already, you can see like they have, you know, little tiny waists and bigger hips and a bigger butt and, you know, thinner legs. I mean, that's their body type.
Yeah.
You know, good for them. But if you have, I mean, I'm not looking, you know, like I mentioned before, like Ruby is thinner, you know, and she's littler. She's, you know, she's more petite and I think she looks great. And, you know, then I see some other kids that have like, you know, more athletic builds and I think they look great, you know? And I think that that's what we were talking about before, is that we're constantly, you know, comparing ourselves to something else that we think is the ideal.
Yep.
And there just isn't one ideal, you know?
I know.
Okay, find another one.
Yes. I wanted to read this.
Okay.
Her name's Abigail Branham. Mm-hmm. Hi, Abby. And she's a huge fan. She came across our channel a couple months ago. And she said she's already listened to all of our podcasts.
Oh, I love that.
And however, I am writing you all today because I wanted to share a thought that you all sparked from today's episode. This is from last week. When you all were talking about social media and how so many people feed into fads. I'm 22. And have grown up during what I consider the evolution of social media. I feel like the content has drastically changed. I feel like when I was younger, the glamorous and sought-after lifestyle was definitely just celebrities.
Yeah.
Whether it was fashion or having the perfect body. Those examples came from movie stars or singers. But now we have the era of influencers, people who are just like us, and are promoting certain products or lifestyles, and it's so much easier to fall into those traps because they are just ordinary people who are easier to relate to. I feel like now people aren't looking to celebrities or stars. They're looking to the popular girl with fit in her handle and trying to just be like her because she's authentic, quotations, and quotations just like me. The end goal seems so much more attainable when it's not Jennifer Aniston or Christina Aguilera. By no way am I bashing influencers or people who are aspiring to make it on social media. Everyone has their own passion, but the market has definitely become more saturated. People think, if they can do it, so can I. If they used a contraption to squeeze their butt cheeks
right.
and make their butt bigger, so can I. You are right in the fact that people don't share the whole truth, and that's the downfall of people who only go off what social media says, or those who don't do outside research. Once again, I'm not hating on any account or platform. I just like our focus as a society has. I feel like our focus as a society has shifted, and it's super interesting to observe the changing times. I absolutely love you guys. Keep the podcast coming. have a great rest of your week.
Oh, thanks,
Abby. You know, and I like,
good point.
I like seeing that just because she is 22. Like she's, right. you know, a younger girl who definitely can get, you know, super entrapped in social media and things like that. And that's true. Like, to be, for a long time, I didn't like the word influencer. I think we've actually talked about this. But it's because there can be a negative connotation around that word. I think that there, with something like social media, everyone has this, a platform where you can be heard. Whether you actually have influence or not is up, you know, it's a question.
It's a question.
A lot of people, because, you know, social media and, you know, LA and things like that, a lot of people can gain influence just because of who they know, who they're related to, how much money they have, a lot of things like that. So you can become an influencer without having done any work.
Right.
Right. So like influencer is not, it's not a bad word. Influencer means what I think is like, for instance, you've done something where that gives you credit and gives you street cred for in like the,
whatever realm you're in.
Yeah. Whatever realm you're in. And that's it's a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing when you use that for, you know, to make things better, whatever it is you're focused on.
Right.
But I do agree that it's become a fad to be a fitness girl.
Yes.
It's become a fad to be girls that lift. And I love those things because I've done it for so long. And in a way, right, like back when I started like training a lot more, it's like super weird to see a girl with muscles. It still is,
right?
On like a big scale. It's super weird. Most places that's not like a fitness type community, you're still an outsider. I feel it all the time. A lot of you probably do. Even in some families, you know, or different settings. But I never would have thought that as like fit girls or girls that lift or like kind of like the fitness
realm
as it's grown, I wouldn't have thought that like I still would feel like an outsider.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I do.
And so that's kind of what happens because you're mixing fake news with reality, right. and it really all kind of comes down to like still following a beauty standard or a standard that's still probably pretty unattainable, but on like, and that kind of is what happens when you have people that have big influence, like the Kardashians and people like that, that now start getting into the fitness realm.
Yeah.
Like Khloe, one, Good American, I think is her brand.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Great pants, lady.
I know, we went and tried some on.
Yes.
What was yours? They were like great legs.
Was it? Yeah.
Great
they,
butt.
They have, oh, it's and then there good was waist. Good butt, waist.
That's curve. That's what it was.
I love it. I love that she makes jeans and for women of all sizes and shapes and curves. It's fantastic. But she also has like the revenge body and like the fitness thing. Uh-huh. And I guarantee she works her ass off and trains all the time. And she, more power to her. I will say, when we talked about when you have the means to take care of yourself and help you age gracefully,
right,
or whatever.
Well, when you don't have to work every day or go to school for 8 hours and have a couple kids at home, or you know what I mean?
And you have like a lot
and,
of help.
And not help. And yeah.
You know, that just, right. what I'm getting at here is like, however, you know, if someone, let me think. However, she has become this like beautiful goddess of a woman. However, she's done that, right? Awesome. I'm not going to make an assumption that would say, oh, this is fake. She had this work done. She had this work done. Clearly, she had some work done, and that's totally okay.
Well, I follow their doctor on Instagram, so they've had work done.
And they also are on his Instagram.
They're not hiding it.
Yeah. So like, but when you can go, or like when I went to Brazil, mm-hmm. and I'm like going out there, like ready to see just like butts.
Yeah.
And you do. And one, plastic surgery is not taboo there at all. Everyone gets it done. We were at the pool one day and a buddy of mine who was living there, he kind of pointed out because this girl had, I guess they just see it a lot living there. They do like shaping where they, and I'm sure they do it in the States too, but like you go and they just do like fat transfer.
Right. We taught, yeah.
And they go in.
We did a whole podcast on it.
Yeah. And they just like can move things around and like give you the shape that you want and like just like transfer fat around your body. Again, that's awesome. But
it's not your workout program that's getting you that.
You can't do that yourself.
Yeah. It's not about, it's not about hating on what they're doing.
No perfect program can give you that.
Right.
No hard work, unless you've done the work for your bank account, can give you that.
Right.
And again, that's okay. That's fine. But when you, when it starts to sort of like trickle down into like what's becoming this new view of like what we're all trying to attain to look like, one, again, everyone starts to look the exact same. That's really hard. And it's hard for anyone to like fit in that box, in that category, because you can't do it with a program. You can't do that unless you genetically are, that's just actually how you're built. Can't do it.
Right.
You know, and then it's hard. I mean,
but I think too, it's like you almost have to, as a, you know, I can only talk as a female. I'm sure guys have stuff too. I think it's, I mean, we really don't want to promote you comparing yourself to anybody really. I mean, like just becoming comfortable with yourself, but I would really encourage people to like really look around themselves, not on their phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
To see what people really look like. You know what I'm saying? So like maybe you aren't, can't be so extremely rough on yourself. You know, I'm not saying like there's, oh my God, you guys, if you look around you, everybody's ugly and they're really blown out. And you know, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that, that you need to start pulling your, you know, getting away from looking at your phone to see what's out there and comparing yourself and really just see in front of you and around yourself and around your own community to see that, oh, like we're all just like normal people.
Yeah. And we're just,
we're not all perfect.
We're diverse.
We get sweaty and we get zits and we, you know, we have stretch marks and we have cellulite and we have, you know, I was like so obsessed with like not having cellulite. Cause I just swore like nobody had cellulite. And then I started looking around and I was like, oh yeah. Most people have cellulite.
It's, you know, I mean, what we're going to do?
And that's okay.
You guys.
And they look beautiful.
Let's normalize normal.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Let's normalize normal. But yeah, we don't need to talk on that topic much more. I think what it comes down to is you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Is that right? Damned if you.
Yeah. You're damned if you.
Damned if you do.
I can't say. Yeah, that's right.
You're damned if you're
That's exactly, that is exactly what my grandpa used to sound like.
I know.
My grandpa, he was from Mississippi, but he almost had like this, he almost had like a stutter also.
Yeah.
And so he would, totally off topic. He would drive, we had lumber yards. And so he would like drive through and he was retired and you'd see him like go up to this, like a new employee and they wouldn't know who he was. And he'd pull up in his truck or his car and he'd go, yeah, yo, boy, boy, over there. And they'd guy just say?
I can't remember.
It's almost like
Cajun.
Yeah. It's almost like,
it's
he
Cajun.
Almost sounded Cajun, but he was from Mississippi. But yeah, he was a great guy, but yeah, you can never understand what he said. What'd you do?
I just feel like I just grew up hearing that. Like, never like to me, but like maybe like my mom to my dad. Well, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Or like my grandma, I don't know.
Can do nothing right.
Yeah. You know, guys, just normalize normal.
It's our new shirt.
It's my new hashtag. Normalize normal. Hey guys, normalize normal. Okay. I posted, well, I didn't. Devin helped me, my amazing assistant. Post for the podcast.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we just got a couple questions. I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Okay. Love to hear you talk about foreplay or even first dates. Like, what physical signs would you give out on a first date? I don't know because I haven't been up there many of
those.
You just slightly rolling up your sleeves and showing some forearm veins. Oh, this must be a dude. I do like forearm. I mean, I have forearm veins.
Oh, this is definitely to you.
Oh, you just slightly rolling up your sleeves and showing some forearm veins would make me faint and probably be willing to drop my entire salary on the most expensive bottle of champagne in the restaurant. Oh, man. And there's no name. I don't know who this is because I went to your Instagram page and it's private. And your name is Limitless Spirit.
And there's zero posts. Well, at least he's a nice troll.
Yeah, I like that. Nice. Thank you. I'm assuming that you were talking about if I...
roll up these sleeves.
Rolled up. Let me get a forearm vein.
Oh, I don't have one.
There it is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Except instead of buying me a really expensive bottle of champagne, could you just pay to get my house clean?
That's the best foreplay.
That is. Oh my God. Vacuum. Vacuum.
Come home and your dishes are done? What? Pants falling off. Yeah.
Panty dropper.
Yep. Grab a mop.
I've never understood that.
Grab a mop?
No, like, no, I don't want to get on that whole subject. That's like a whole other subject.
What?
The whole squirting thing.
Oh, I wasn't about squirting.
I know, but like, you know, get a mop.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm just so wet.
I totally misunderstood.
See?
I thought you meant that you like made a mess
get a
on
mop,
the floor.
I just squirted everywhere.
Squirted all over the floor.
No. Maybe we should research
mind's
that.
My mind's like always like... off in the dirty area. I think that's like such a thing. Like, you know, like... I don't want to get on this topic. It's like a whole other thing.
It is. We'll do that next time.
Yeah, because I do think that there's like this unreal expectation that if women are like really enjoying sex, they're squirting. And I've never...
Yeah, you
never,
know what? Actually, I can do it.
I think a lot of people are just getting peed on.
I just don't want to ruin your bed.
Yeah, I think they're just getting peed on.
What a great excuse for like if you accidentally peed the bed. Like even if like you wake up and you're like staying somewhere with a guy that's like, you know, I don't know. Your first date and you accidentally pee the bed. You're like, oh no, I'm so sorry. I just had a wet dream.
He's like, smells suspiciously of urine.
No. I actually just ate some asparagus just now. You're just smelling, you're like sitting there eating asparagus so to cover stupid. It up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Foreplay is extremely important. If you're talking about foreplay on a first date, I would say,
well,
shower.
Are you assuming that you're getting it on the first date?
Well, maybe just like, I don't know, like he's...
I mean, I think he's very confident.
Okay.
He's thinking he's going to get it.
Well, it said like talk about foreplay.
I mean, I'm not...
But then also talk about first dates.
Yeah,
and
no.
Maybe like things
I'm not
you
saying
might
you
do
should never
date.
Have sex on the... I mean, that's up to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, normalize normal.
If you're just a big giant whore, that's fine. It's totally fine.
Real talk though.
Yeah.
What's some foreplay that works for you?
Are you really asking me this?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I was married for a very long time. I don't go on
okay,
a lot
we'll
of
Okay, we'll talk
dates.
About foreplay in marriage
I
then.
Don't, oh God. Well, I mean.
Dishes.
Dishes. Yeah, I mean, cleaning, being nice.
Vacuum.
I mean, it's really not much. It's not. It really doesn't take much. You know, honestly, you can just be nice.
That's
you know,
true.
Like my ex would like be fighting and just be an asshole. And then it's like, as soon as you would get into bed, it would be like, you know, you'd like, you know, like they like push up against you, you know, like your back's already to him and you're like, oh God, I hate you right now. Like you're such a dick all day. And then all of a sudden it's like, you just feel him behind you. And you're like, really? Really? Okay. No, that's not going to happen.
Like if I do it, will you do the
and
dishes
not,
tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even care if he was just being, understanding. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like really one for romance. I was never somebody that needed to be like wined and dined and romanced, but I think just being like a nice person could probably get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foreplay or first dates. I haven't been on that many first dates, but I feel like...
I don't really feel like we're qualified to answer those questions.
I'm not qualified.
We're not qualified.
I'm definitely not qualified.
Yeah. We should probably ask some of our single friends. We should have some of our single friends
we'll
on our podcast and then we'll ask
them.
We'll have Courtney. Courtney has great stories.
Oh, so many.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually wanted to, I actually was time. Thinking about bringing her on or someone to actually just talk about, cause she's an engineer to kind of talk about like being
a woman in a man's world.
In that world.
Yeah.
Cause we don't know anything about that.
I do kind of.
I mean,
I was raised in a lumberyard.
I mean, I do in like construction
not,
like that.
Yes.
But that's like construction. Like yeah. I grew up, my mom, also my mom's coming into town today. And,
oh, we should have your mom on.
Oh my God. We're definitely going to record some
Sorry.
Stuff with my mom, but we won't be able to film it because she's, I think she leaves before John gets back.
Oh, okay.
But we could record some podcast stuff and then we can insert it.
Okay.
Into our podcast.
Right.
She's hilarious. But yes, my dad's big contractor. He actually just retired. And my mom is a very strong woman physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked. I kind of like watched her like for a little bit. She worked in the office when I was way young at my dad's office.
Right.
And I've also seen a lot of different women in that industry. You got to be a strong bitch.
Yeah.
To handle it.
Well, especially back then. Honestly, I mean, I grew up working at my family's hardware store, and it was all men. I mean, there were hardly ever women.
Oh, yeah. Because
we were it wasn't just a hardware store, it was lumber. So it was all the contractors. And I would also pay all the loggers because we had a mill also. So it was like loggers and that. And I started working there in like 16. And I mean, it was crazy. There were like, I told a story last week about the guy trying to grab my mouth.
Yep.
But I mean, I can't tell you how many times like men would walk in and they would slap you on the ass. They would, we would have like these young kids like come in, like work part-time, like guys, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't know shit about anything. And you would be like at my line, like I'd be at the checkout counter or like if people were asking like, well, what do I use to build a deck? Or, you know, can I get a price on 2x4 Conhard or this or that or whatever? And, they would literally not wait in my line. They'd wait in the other kid's line and I would have nobody. And I'd be like, can I help you? He's like, oh, no, I'll wait. And they'd be like waiting for this 16-year-old boy, right? Because it was just a boy. And every single time it would happen, every time they'd come up to like the new kid and they'd ask him questions and he'd have to ask me every single time. And I'd be like, mother effer.
Dude, when I got...
You could have just come over here. I know what I'm talking about.
When we were remodeling the house before I moved in, I was a project manager. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a construction family.
Right.
All my siblings... I mean, I worked when I was young, but like all my siblings like worked with my dad. And I also, though, like spent so many days, I would go with my dad because he was...
You told us you'd go and sweep.
Yeah. No. Oh. I would go with him when he'd have to go and do walkthroughs.
Oh, uh-huh.
So we'd blue tape. So we would walk through, I'd go with my dad and he would take his tape and he would mark up everything because he'd call all of the subs and like have to fix this, right?
Right.
So I remember, because I'm in California, my parents are in Utah. And I was coming, we were like, you know, getting things done. And I would come to my house and like do like a walkthrough. And the amount of things that they just wouldn't do. For instance, when they painted my house and they painted all like the door jams and the windows, they didn't paint any of the top of my door jams.
Oh, that's lazy.
And I was like, lazy. Yeah. And I was like, and I called them and I was like,
you gotta paint that.
I paid 100% of the money.
Right.
Where's the 100% of the job? Yeah. And countless times it was so funny because like, I'm a young girl and you're coming to my house and for sure, like I don't work in construction and they all think they're just like dealing with an idiot.
Right.
And the amount of times that like my mom and dad came out in me at these people just from, because I'm not an idiot and I grew up
right around it
in that industry. And then they like got the work done.
Right.
But so many times I had to like harp at them to do their right. job. It was insane. It's like, I'm not dumb. Also, in case I was dumb, my dad's a phone call away.
Maybe I am dumb, but I'm going to call my dad and he's not dumb.
And he's not dumb. So... And you do not want him to come out here because he will find you and he will kill you.
He has a certain
particular set of skills. But Courtney is, she's a badass. She's like an engineer and she's definitely immersed in the man's world
and she's great.
So yeah, we'll have her on.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. Okay, the last thing that we're going to do today, I bought this game we did a gift exchange for Christmas. I don't know if I've talked about this. We did a gift exchange.
You just told me about it. You're okay. Like, what we're going to do today is we're going to set Gina up by making her play this game.
Well, no, because I can either read one to you, but you can read one to me.
Okay.
So this game is called Incoherent.
Okay.
I got it at Target. And I bought a couple games because we like to play games. And sometimes we do
like
a game night. We haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
But this is a super easy game to play. I had got it for Christmas for a gift exchange. And after we did the gift exchange, I made my whole family and some of my close friends that were there play this game. I was like, can we just play one round? And so we sent the kids, it's an adult party game that will get you talking. Sent the kids upstairs at my parents' house and we played this game. And it is so funny. It has three categories. Category one, party. Pop culture, category two, and category three, kinky.
Okay.
What you do is you pull a card and you basically have to like decode it sort of. So it has a saying on the side. If I pull the card and you guys are playing, like you and John are playing,
mm-hmm.
you would be reading whatever's on the other side.
Okay.
But
Well, you were trying to explain
sound,
this to me.
It's going to sound like what I see the answer is.
Okay.
So somebody have to kind of read it fast. You have to like say it all together.
So it's like broken up in syllables or like words so that I, so when I'm trying to put it together as to what the actual word is.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's
funny.
There are some really funny cards.
She loves it. You can tell. Look at her. If anybody's watching this, she's like so excited. She's like her little shoulders are up and she's
are some really funny cards. And what's so funny is like, I'm going to pull one from Kinky because it's my favorite. Okay. Category. The best is
I'm vanilla, so I'm probably not going to know what it is.
I'm pulling these cards out and the stuff that I made my family say was so good. And like, and I didn't even care that, you know, they could be offended because my family doesn't get easily offended.
No, I was going to say they're probably fine with it.
Okay, here we go. What color is Kinky again? Oh, it's, hang on.
Red.
Okay.
The biggest category in here is pop culture. There's a lot of cards for that.
I don't know if I would know that. Okay. Think I would know stuff from that? All right, I'm gonna look away so I don't cheat. See, you're so excited. I hope somebody's watching. I hope you guys are watching this on YouTube. Okay.
Here we go. Also on the back of the card, hang on, this box is gonna fall in my lap. On the back of the card.
Wait, can I look at you or
no? Okay. You can look at it. On the back of the card, it also has a hint.
Oh, so I'm reading it.
So how you play this game typically is you go for 60 seconds and you-
This is gonna show how dumb I am. That's what's embarrassing.
Okay.
Am I reading it?
Yeah, read it.
Don't hoof hug. Don't hoof hug. Don't fuck. Don't hoof fuck. Fug? Fuck? Don't who? Don't who fuck? Keep
Kate.
Do you know it?
Kate, I know. Say it. Just say
don't
it.
Don't hoof fuck.
So don't pause. Don't just kind of keep saying
hug.
It.
Don't hoof hug.
Keep going.
Everyone's probably out there like, idiot.
Do a few more.
Don't
I'll give you a hint.
Hoof hug.
It's a
don't hoof hug.
Hint.
Hug.
Yes, no question.
Yes or no question.
It's a yes or no question.
Don't you fuck?
What is that?
Don't you fuck?
Down to fuck.
Down, oh.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I pulled one.
Play this with your family. Play this with your kids.
I pulled one out with my parents and it was double-sided dildo.
Oh my God.
Okay, hang on. Let me pull another one because this is so good.
Wait, I saw that one.
What was
I saw what you just pulled out. Was it Dingleberry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I don't want to be a cheater.
Yeah, don't cheat.
It's all about integrity, guys, and games. My sister does this thing. We actually were just playing games over the holiday and she, there's this game called the hat game that Katie taught us. And it's, you do like one round, everybody like writes something down on a piece of paper. And then you do one round of like, almost like taboo, like where say if it was Dingleberry, you'd be like, okay, it's, you know, poop stuck on hair on your butthole or you know what I mean? Like you say it like that.
Yeah. First round is like that.
Right. So first round's like that. But my sister, we don't like playing with her and we have to keep telling her at the very beginning, like if it was her, she'd be like, if it was like Dingleberry, she'd be like, Schmingle Mary.
She rhymes.
Yeah, she rhymes everything. And you're like, no, that's not the game. You're just telling, you're just saying the word. Okay. What the hell? Okay.
Really quick, if you guys do want to play the game, she's talking about the hat game.
Yeah.
You have everyone get a piece of paper, you give them a topic, you write three or four pieces
of paper.
Yeah,
you can do like movies.
Put it in there. And the first round, you have like two teams. The first round, you go through, each round is like when you've used all the papers.
Right.
Okay. First round is you would describe it without saying it.
Right.
Second round,
you give clues.
Second round is
charades, but it's all the same stuff. So you want to be thinking, you want to be remembering, even when the other team is guessing, you want to be remembering every single thing that's been guessed because it's going to come back.
Yes. So second round is charades, and the third round is one word.
Yes.
It's
so like
fun.
If it was Dingleberry, you'd be like, okay, you know, it's poop stuck on hair on your butthole. And then the second time around, you'd be like acting it out like, I don't know.
Like
you could be like a poop emoji.
Walking
or
around, like put your hand in your pants and you're like
pointing to your butthole. And then without saying anything. And then like the third time you'd be like, poop. But the thing is, once you pick that one word, you got to stick with it. And sometimes people don't get it. And then you just have to keep looking at them. And you go,
poop.
Poop. And, so, and you just have to keep saying it until they guess it. So anyways, okay. It's very fun.
Here we go.
Okay. Calm, heed, at tea. Calm heed at tea. Calm heed at tea. Calm heed at tea. I'm terrible at this.
No, do it again.
I know, but that's, you know it. Okay.
Just keep reading it.
Calm heed at tea. Calm heed at tea. Is this still Kinky?
Yeah.
Calm heed at tea. Calm.
smiling.
Because you know how I feel. I feel like if you were playing this game, you'd want someone in your team to be saying it. You'd want everyone else to just be listening.
Okay.
That's how you'd do it. I keep looking at John thinking like, do you know what it is?
Heat at tea. Calm. Heat at tea. I don't know. I'm wasting people's time. Okay. Give me a hint.
Hint. Labeled father.
What the?
Read it again.
Labeled father?
Yeah. Just think father.
Calm heed at tea. Calm heed at tea.
Call me daddy.
Oh my God. These are hard.
Okay, now I want you.
These are really hard. I'll do it for you because I guarantee you're going to kill it.
So you didn't know either. No, I actually don't know if I would kill it.
See, I don't think I'm kinky enough is the problem.
Pull one from the blue one is party. My brother crushed this category. Okay.
Well, I feel like you should have to do the same one that I'm doing.
Okay, you can do the kinky one. I don't mind.
That's all
right. I saw one in there. It was 10-inch dildo.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is my finger over it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go. Trunk egg stink.
Okay, go again.
Trunk egg stink. 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 Something keg stand?
No.
Oh, trunk eggs.
No.
Trunk egg.
First part.
Drunken nights. Trunk instinct. Drunk instinct.
No, it's close.
Drunk.
Go.
Egg stink.
I keep forgetting that we're on a podcast right now. We're just playing. Everyone's
trunk
like, Jesus.
Trunk egg stink. Okay, I just want you guys to know it says, it says trunk eggs stink. Trunk eggs.
These are hard.
Drunk.
You got the
drunk
first part.
Kids stink.
Drunk kids stink. I mean, they do. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's my hint?
Oh, sorry. The reason you're waking up next to your ex. These are hard.
Drunk texting.
Yes. You got it. You did it.
Drunk
great.
Texting.
Yes. That was so good.
All right. Hit me with one more.
All right. And then we'll
say
off.
Goodbye. So
they're like, we already turned it off.
I think it was like this.
Okay.
Can pull from a red one or yellow one. You can do whatever you want.
I'm gonna do kinky.
I'm gonna drink this water.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go. You ready?
It's not water.
Sure, there's water in it.
Morning wood.
What? You didn't even say morn hang wood. You're right. Morning wood. I'm not playing this with you. I'm a sore loser.
All right, one more because that one was way quick.
Okay. So, all right, I'm gonna do
last
one with yellow.
Swear. Maggie, you want to play?
Oh, okay. This is just a pop culture.
Okay, pop culture.
That's not sex.
Just so you guys at home, it says what I'm reading is chest, who, wit. Just do it.
Yes, Jesus.
Chest, do it.
All right. Okay, chest, you win. It. I didn't get any.
All right. Fun ass
anyway,
game.
It's fun.
I don't work for Target.
Apparently I have this is not an ad.
This is not an
hashtag
ad.
This is not an ad.
But I will say that Target had it at the end. They have a lot of games.
Well, I'm going to go buy it and just start memorizing all the words and then come play it because I'm clearly not good at it. I mean, I think I'm just not kinky.
You're vanilla.
I'm vanilla. It's all right. You know.
We learned that from that book we read.
We did. From my horoscope.
You're very beige.
I'm beige. I'm beige in bed.
I'm vanilla. Foreplay, guys. Just...
Be nice
vacuum
to me.
My rug.
It's called low expectations.
Keep them low.
Yeah. Oh, you want to have sex with me? Be nice. Say hello. Say hello.
Want to have sex with me? Will you
bring me a cookie?
Will you fold my laundry and put it away? Whoa, you put it away. I will do
some crazy stuff. You're going to get the front and the back. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
She's not.
I'm just kidding.
You guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Woo!
Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.